The part of the thing, Senator, that bothers me about this is I think that the reason that they're keeping the pharmacy under such a veil of secrecy is it's about a law that we passed while I was in the Senate several years ago, having to do with the confidentiality of the actual execution team. At the time, the concern was for the actual Department of Corrections employees, those folks who have to live in the community where the executions take place. They wanted to be able to keep their confidentiality for completely understandable reasons. But because of that bill now, I believe they are hiding behind that to keep information from the press and from the legislature and from the people of Missouri that I think should be released.
But the words in the law are that the execution team are those people who provide direct support for the administration of lethal gas or lethal chemicals. Well, I just don't believe that the pharmacy provides direct support. And if it's true that they do provide direct support, then are we allowed to know what company provided the gurney or the IV pole or the IV tubing or the needle? You know, was it a Becton Dickinson needle that they
right.
used? I mean, what about the light bulbs in the execution chamber? I mean, are we allowed to know, you know, who provided that? Because I just have to say, this is outrageous. It's ridiculous to say that the pharmacy is part of the execution team.
I have a real concern with this, and I know that the death penalty issue is an issue that is a deeply dividing issue in the state of Missouri. But I think regardless of where you are on the issue of whether there should be the death penalty or there should not be the death penalty, right now we have a situation where we have absolutely no idea where these drugs are coming from. We have no idea whether they are medically safe and accurate. I mean, they're obviously not safe, but I mean they're medically, you know, effective and supposed to be used in the way that they're being used. We have no idea how we can even investigate this protocol because it's under this veil of secrecy. And I think that that was not the intent of this law. So I think it's time that whether we agree with the death penalty or not, that we all have a conversation about how we are executing individuals in the state of Missouri, because right now we are doing it, in my opinion, illegally, unmorally, unethically, and it needs to stop.
You know, on today's John Combest, there was a link to an article by KWMU, and the link that article that was on there had a copy of a brief, a legal brief, that was filed in the case of the guy whose execution is pending. And in that, they quoted from a deposition of the department's person, and they said that the pharmacy contract was a no-bid contract to provide the drug, and that it was cash, that they paid $8,000 in cash because they're a part of the execution team, and that the average execution costs $17,000 in cash. And that they asked the guy, did the state provide a 1099? And he didn't know the answer for that cash, you know. So here we have a no bid, $8,000 in cash, and we're not allowed to know the identity of the pharmacy. So I don't think that we'll ever be able to get that.
I, you know what? I don't think under existing law that we will. At least that's the opinion that they're taking. I know that litigation is currently pending regarding this issue, and so I know that that issue will be sorted out one way or the other by the courts. Unfortunately, there is a man on Wednesday, the 29th of December, named Herbert Smalls, who's going to be executed under the current protocol. And I'm not saying that this man should not be executed. I'm saying that we need at least 60 days so that we can get this sorted out, so that the people of the state of Missouri, the legislature, everybody involved in this process can fully understand how we are executing people in the state of Missouri, whether it is legal, moral, and ethical, because right now we don't know the answers because they won't even give us access to the information.
Right, right. I agree. I jotted down a few public policy questions that are important to me. And the first one is the guarantee against cruel and unusual punishment. You know, we have that responsibility as a legislature to think about, you know, are we guaranteeing that this execution is not done in a cruel manner. And transparency in the process, you know, there has to be some transparency. And
absolutely.
Isn't.
And the reason, Senator, that they wanted us to do the confidentiality law in the first place was to protect those individuals, those human beings who were members of the execution team, so that when they're in the grocery store, when they're at church on Sunday, that they aren't fingered as the person who participates in the execution team there at the Department of Corrections. That was the need. That's why the Department of Corrections came to us and said we needed to do this. They didn't say we needed to completely veil how we're going to do the executions. All of that information, that transparency, it's something we require in every aspect of government, but for some reason on this single issue, they've decided, no transparency here. You're not going to learn anything about it. And I think it's wrong.